Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
You guessed it, we're going back to Matthew chapter 13 today. We're going fishing today. And before I read the parable to you, I want to read a scripture that I have alluded to in our last two studies. And I want to read it to you today because it really brings these three parables together. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 32. The Apostle Paul said, "Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God." Do you hear the three groups? The Jews, that's Israel, the Gentiles, that's the nations of the world, and the church of God. What is the church of God? Made up of believing Jews and Gentiles in this church age. So all of Scripture addresses one of these three groups. All of the parables addresses one of these three groups. And why is that important to our understanding of today's parable? Because we come today to the third and little trilogy of parables. You remember the first was the treasure hid in the field, and we identified that treasure as Israel. Then we came to the one pearl of great price, and we learned from Scripture that that pearl of great price was the church. Well, if that's true, when we come to today's parable, I want you to listen carefully and look carefully at Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 to 50, because here are the nations. Here are the Gentile people of the world. Let's read now Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now this particular parable, though the picture is different, is very similar to the parable that Jesus told about the wheat and the tares. Do you remember that great contrast? They're both growing together, but at the end of the age, at the end of the world, the angels would gather the wheat and burn the tares. Well, now we have the same principle in a different picture. It's interesting that Jesus would repeat himself this way. When the Lord repeats himself, it's because he wants us to get it and he wants us to remember it. Now, this is the last in a long series, really, of parables in Matthew chapter 13 of pictures. There's one remaining we'll come back to in our next study. But the last of the stories that Jesus tells here, because this is the culmination of the whole thing. He's taking us all the way to the end of the age. And here's the picture. The ancient fishermen didn't use fishing rods and reels. They didn't fish with a line. They fished with a net. Now, these leaded nets would go to the bottom, and they would pull, and they would gather the net back up, and it would have all sorts of things in it, good and bad, of course. There's the great contrast again. And then it was the fisherman's job, once they drug it to shore, to sort through what they wanted to keep and what they wanted to throw back. You remember that these disciples, by and large, were fishermen. Many of these men that are listening to this story were fishermen. I remember in our visit to Israel, being on a fishing vessel there and them demonstrating how the net would be cast and how the net would be drawn. It was really a part of the culture of the day. These men could see what he was saying. So we need to see it. What is the interpretation? Well, we believe that the net here is the truth. It's the gospel. It is the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's being cast into the sea. All through Scripture, consistently, the sea or the oceans are representative of peoples, of humanity, of the world. And so look at the picture. The net, the gospel message, the truth of Jesus is being cast into the sea. And it is drawing up fish. And you'll notice some are good and some are bad. There's a distinction here between true converts and false converts. Remember, Jesus had multitudes around him, but just a certain number of disciples. It's like the difference between the broad way that leads to destruction and the narrow way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. It's not that the Lord wants few to be saved. He wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Why do you think the net is being cast broadly into the whole world, seeking to drag along and capture everyone possible? But this is very important. Just because the Lord wants all people to be saved doesn't mean all people are going to be saved, because some are not true believers. So there's a tremendous distinction here. And if the net is the gospel and the sea is the world and the fish are the people who are responding, who are the fishermen? Well, I think obviously the Lord Jesus is the head of this fishing crew. But the fishermen are all those who join him in this endeavor to get the gospel out and bring people in. You remember what Jesus had said to the first disciples? Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. He's saying, fellas, while we're casting the net, while we're fishing for the men, just know everybody's not going to respond. And even everybody that responds is not always sincere. It really brings us full circle back to where Matthew chapter 13 began. Remember, it began with the seed and the different soils, and some brought forth fruit and some brought forth none, and they brought forth in varying degrees of fruit. It's the same principle in this parable. Jesus said, we're just going to keep casting the net, and then at the end of the age, there will be a judgment that will differentiate between those who are true believers and those who are not. So that's the interpretation. What's the revelation? What do we learn about God? Well, we see God here as the all-knowing judge. He knows them that are his, Paul would later write. And might I say, he also knows those who are not his. And in the end, his angels, his messengers, will divide. It's like in another place, he divides the sheep and the goats. Well, here he's dividing the good fish and the bad fish. And they have two very different ends, because all men are going to live forever somewhere, either in heaven or in hell, either with God or separated from God forever because of their sins. Many people believe these verses, this particular parable, has a specific application to the tribulation age and the Gentile nations there, those who will respond to truth, because there will be people who respond to truth even during that age through God's mercy, and those who do not respond and rebel against God. One thing I know is that there are only two responses. There are those who say yes to the Lord and those who say no. And so, if that's the interpretation and the revelation, what's the application? Well, let me say this first. Be sure you know Jesus. Oh, my heart beats for people who may be listening to me right now who are not really saved. Just because you're a good person, come from a good family, or even go to a good church, doesn't make you a Christian. You must personally repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. So settle forever, once and for all today, that you know Christ and belong to him. But if you are a believer, as these disciples who are listening to this parable, I think the great application is this. Keep casting the net. Keep casting a wide net. Keep going after souls. Keep giving out the truth. Their response is not your responsibility. Your responsibility is simply to keep casting the net. And might I say, we cast the net and we leave all the results with the Lord. Just like we say we sow the seed and we leave all the results with the Lord. You don't save anybody. You don't bring them into the kingdom of God. The Lord does that. The truth does that. But they have a responsibility to respond to God. That's between them and God. We do our part. God always does his part. And they must respond to the truth. Let's go fishing, friends. Let's go fishing today, not for fish. Let's go fishing for men. Let's cast the gospel net. Let's get the message out and call people to repentance and faith. Point people to Jesus Christ and leave all the results with him.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.